Hello friends, I am Professor Ashish Hathi. I am taking a subject on internet marketing. We are on chapter 4, which is about websites and portals, your internet marketing hub. So in this chapter, we will essentially cover an understanding about what is website, what is portal, how do you create, you know, prospect enhancement program using website and portal, etc. So that is what we are going to understand. We will also be understanding how you can utilize search engine optimization and various other techniques to really get a benefit out of making your websites or portal, as the case may be. So we will understand a lot about such aspects in the coming content. So first, let's understand what is the difference between websites and portals. So if you would have seen, websites are generally something which is to a particular company, to a particular body, to a particular organization, to a particular person, etc. So websites generally belong to a specific entity, while portal serves larger than life purpose. Here, as it mentions, that portal is something which will have a collection of news, or say calendars, search, multiple brands, search optimization, is search engines are there. Then, you know, the weather or say map tracking and blah blah. So it will offer you. So like, for example, as a Chrome, which you go and see it, is more like a portal, because it offers you a lot of services, though it's a browser in per se. But that kind of a thing, if it is there, so that's a portal. While SK Bearings is a website, Amazon is a website. So that's a website which is for a particular purpose, entity or a person, as the case may be. So we will be understanding this difference. So having understood this, we move on to know little finer aspects of website. So that itself will also give you idea about the differentiation. So website, as it's said, collection of web pages of a different nature, which may integratedly have content or video. Something which is text, something which is visual. So visual could be picture, GIF, videos, etc. Content, when I say, again, they are a structured content. So you generally see that about us, then the product, then services, then solutions, then contact, and you know, kind of blog if it is there. So these are those various tags are there, and then you click that, is again other pop-up menu which comes, and under that about us, about company, about leadership team, about, you know, that kind of, so products again structurally arranged, so that you get an idea that, you know, automotive products, mechanical products, decorative products, as the case may be. So that's what the website structurally looks like. So website document, when you say, it's a page or a entire content that you see, which is usually made up of, as I told you, either content or a engaging aspects like video or GIF or pictures, etc. Generally, the websites use this protocol, HTTP, HTML, or, you know, XHTML formats. As we go ahead, we will kind of briefly understand about this. It may incur a website may have a certain element obtained through the other feeder websites. So if there is a between two company or between two partnering organizations, etc., each one can give other a space within its website, but the content originates from the mother websites of the other partner. Web pages are accessed and transported with the hypertext transfer protocol, HTTP, as they say. They can be encrypted or they can be non-encrypted. They can be secured or they are not secured. So HTTP only, if you see, then these are those unsecured websites. But if you see a website with HTTPS, S stands for secured website, means these are the websites who have required certifications obtained. So you have to be always careful, even for the fraudulent aspects and all, that whether you are using an HTTP site or HTTPS site. So that's just an additional this thing. All publicly accessible websites collectively make, and so publicly available, so my website, Escape Bearing website, Mahindra website, Amazon websites or websites in UK, etc., all collectively make what you call World Wide Web, www. The pages of the websites, they are either structured or they are categorized, etc., and it can be accessed. You know, you have to have an address to everything. So which is what is that URL stands for, that is a uniform resource locator URL. So you have to type a respective URL to get to that particular website. Of course, it started as a one innovation by Mr. Tim Berners-Lee, and it spread like a wildfire, and various work by individual celebrity business houses, they all have got into this bandwagon to take their business on an internet way. Types of websites are there. There are plenty of types. We will study some of them. Static website. Static website is the one which is once created, content is not often going to change. There is no interaction in those websites available to you. Whatever content is put in there, customer have an access to any of that content, but there is no interaction. Customer cannot look forward to get an additional query, additional information from the website other than what is provided. So these are those static. Once made, then probably the maker forgets it for a year or two or kind of thing. Earlier when the website started, this was a trend, but later on as the programming language also progressed and various other options were available, the dynamic websites have become possible. So dynamic website is the one which constantly aligns itself with what customer wants to see. So you would have often noticed that when you go to Google Chrome and then you start say searching for London or you start searching for Maldives, etc. Now when you do that, then the websites which come in and there you see the things are all surrounding Maldives related information or London related information, etc. there. Or you have gone to say like Make My Trip and you have started searching for London. Please notice, you may two of the friend can sit say, side by side. So it's the same, it's a Make My Trip, but when somebody searches Rajasthan and somebody searches London, the different kind of feeds come in. So now these are the feeds, they are aligned through a, what you call a dynamic codes. Yani. So dynamic codes reach out to the pre-feed information on various subjects. And this, so whatever the moment this guy starts searching for London, then there are those London places, London tourist spots, London, you know, shopping malls, etc. So those are the codes which will come together to create one dynamically looking page. Yani. So which changes when somebody enters it again after some time. So that's how the dynamic, this thing happens through a dynamic code built into it. While dynamic content sites are also there. These are the dynamic content sites, which is slightly different from the above. Here, a certain aspect of it is fixed, while certain other aspects are made dynamic. So, only the relevant part of that feed changes when customer visits that particular site. Rest, it remains onto the topic of a main business or the main person or main news item. So, there is a like news body sites and all which you see. So, it will have certain things standard, rest of the things are dynamic. So, rest of the thing dynamics means you will see the latest news scrolling or you will see the latest breaking news, etc. in the some other corner, etc. While their main page will continue to display the news which has already happened, etc. So, that's how the slight differentiation on a dynamic content site vis-a-vis completely dynamic site which operates as per the customer need or search command that he has given. Now understanding further the types of site which is from the nature perspective, it's like there is a product or service based site, and so you are either into product making or service making and you created a site. So Dabur creates a site for say his honey, so that's a separate site, though Dabur has a range of product, but Dabur honey you will have to have probably access to a separate site. Best example, you take any automotive companies, there will be a site called Hyundai.com, but there will be a site for Hyundai Verna, there will be a site for Kia particular model, there is a site for Scorpio, there is a site for Bolero. So these are those product sites which only serves purpose of providing product related information. We also come to understand what is web portal or the links page. So on a web, there is access given to what you call other sites or other links that has been provided, so that this particular link or this particular connection between the two, they exchange information. So the recipient of it will see the required information as he is expecting. He is of course given a probe. So today if you open a Chrome, you will see on the top map, you will see the weather, you will see those various other things that they can offer you as. So now when you click it, you get the weather in India, if you are in India, because through a location locator, they have identified that you are belonging to India, and that also Mumbai. So I will get a weather updates of the Mumbai, not London. If I have to search for London, then I may have to specifically enter. So that's the power of a portal web page versus this intralinking between various portals or various websites across the world. So we want to understand now the types of portals. So we have understood, say, websites, we have understood the nature of it and the types of it, and then we understood the portal, the difference between the two. Now we come to a stage where we want to understand the types of portals. So what kind of portals are there? So before I move forward, friends, in your book, before this section, there is a huge list of different nature of websites are given. So you must really get some idea about those nature of websites, so that you get a better perspective about what is website. You probably may be able to answer even a question if it comes on something like a nature of types or different types of websites, etc. Moving on, horizontal and vertical websites. The two broad categorization of a portal, my apology, is a horizontal or vertical portals. Two broad categorization is horizontal portal or a vertical portal that you can have. A vertical portal is focused on only one functional area, while horizontal portal will try and service you widespread support. So if there is a portal which pertains to only travel, then it will have various other features related to travel. It will not tell you about food and, you know, how to slim down and all, wagera. But there are health portal may have different perspective in it, weight management, diet management, etc. So that's how the portal, so horizontal and a vertical categorization of the portal. Personal portal, I can probably have my own portal which provides certain specific information I feel my regular clientele would like to have about me or my business, or related to my business, other additional information, etc. So I probably can create my portal and provide a client an access to that, or a customer access to that, so that they get to know about me and about my business empire, etc. And related to that, certain other information. I may even have a exchange rate built into that. I may even have a size, calculator built into that, because I am into, say, fashion designing, and my portal then aims to help the clientele to find out what is the right size for him, etc. So that kind of differentiation is there. Then comes the news portal. They are totally dedicated to providing you with the news. So they have a breaking news, they have a latest news, they have archives of past news, they have news articles, they have analysis articles, etc. So that is a news portal. Corporate portals are pertaining to the corporates. So there are various corporate portals, means these are the portals, essentially is a collage of their different country websites. So like, for example, skf.com, if you try and see, it has under him the India, Australia or whatever. So when you go there, then you have to choose between which country that you want, and then when you do that, then the relevant websites starts appearing before you. But not only that, the reason I said portal, because it has certain standard other service information for the consumer. So bearing equivalent, calculating what is the right bearing for you, identifying. So those are the common service which customer across the world will need it. So that's why it is a SKF portal, and then it takes you to the respective country's website. You have stock portals, which is nothing but stock exchange related, or they are that say mymoney.com, or say they are like Bombay Stock Exchange, etc. So these are those stock portals, and they give you a lot of tickers of the latest rates, tool analysis of the past 52 weeks to various things, so company-wise analytics, etc., high, low and whatnot. Search portals are the one where results are aggregated from several search engines into one page. So there are some portals like say Alexa or somewhere where you kind of give a search this thing, it will aggregate the search for you in one order, and instead of your getting into the other portals, etc. Then comes the stage of tenders portal. Yeah. So tenders portal is again a different type. These are the portals which are generally created, very popular because various business looks for new business, and these portals facilitates the upload of tender by the seeker and others who are member, there some may be paid one, some may be free, etc. Can refer the new tender being floated and all. So therefore, they are in a position to participate in the tendering process. Domain specific portals, there are very dedicated portals to specific education or to tourism, to health, etc. So these are those very dedicated portal. They may have a fees for that, or they may be open portals, you know, so that people, anybody can access that. Online prospects enhancement technique, lead generation system. So we have understood now the different types of portal also. So now we come to a stage of how to generate online lead. So we are at a online prospects enhancement as a main subject. How do I improve my online prospects? And the first thing to that is technique for lead generation. Lead generation is nothing but your ability to attract the attention and bring the person to your website and enable him, induce him, excite him, engage him in such a way that he is willing to put forward his requirement to you. When that is done, generally it is expected that he will feed in his name, number, organization, whatever that you have asked, some mandatory fields that you ask for. This mandatory field will have essentially his contact details. These contact details are fed into your sales team. So for them, it becomes a lead. So today you get into, say even opening a LinkedIn account, you will have to create your, you know, various information, or you get into any Amazon, etc. You can create your account. But by that, they have got your personal detail. Some of the education sites which you go, they have a very publication sites, very good articles by eminent personality, but to get certain thing free downloaded, you have to enter your name. There are many sites who offer ebooks and all for you to download free, as they call. But the moment you click that, then they will ask you for certain specific information. So that's what is the first stage of getting the lead. People who respond are expected to have given you the permission. Therefore, it becomes a lead. Now, this lead is something which may translate into business, something which may not. Essence is like, how do you maintain your continuous connect with them? How do you continuously engage with that? And then at the end, you should be able to predict the result. So friends, like I have often seen, like wherever I have got into this, increasingly the better offer and all starts coming in if you launch, you know, prolong your further business transaction with them. So for example, for one of the website which is manufacturing, you know, this allows you to make the free website. I have developed a site, but then after that, to get a URL, you have to get the service from them. So when my website was ready and they realized through my generation of a website, this thing, they realized that now he is ready to publish. That's the time I got a first indication that take a URL at so many so rupees. I checked up with other sources. So I found that the other sources are probably cheaper. So I waited. So I started getting offer. I started getting additional this thing. And then finally one day, as almost 15 days have gone, I got a special offer. And that rate was almost 50% of what they earlier predicted. And the moment that happened, and it was a special offer for today. So I then grabbed it and I took my unique URL. So that's what the result prediction should be possible. The basics of lead generation, essentially, that you should keep in mind, you cannot target anybody. Everybody is also not supposed to be your lead. So first stage is a need, a desire and want. So somebody who's into that want, desire and want state, you can get them as your lead. And again, in the lead, what kind of lead are you looking at? So business rule, as you see, which suggests, there's always a 80-20 rule that Pareto, you know, analysis will suggest that there will be 20% of the customers who will give you 80% of your business. Essence is who they are. You should find out that rather than finding out 80% of the customer who gives you 20% of the business, there is no fun in that. So lead generation, first thing you have to know really, who is your valuable customers who is going to give you majority of your business? Okay, so five lead generation systems that you can utilize. You can call it a channel, or you can call it an approach, or as the case may be. Direct mailer to the best buyer. So you identify profile, you identify who they are, where they are, you generate probably the database of that, and then so your task starts with reaching them out. So you reach out them through the direct mailer, buy leads from the lead broker and lead company. So that is nothing but buying of the database. How it's done is generally the profile is done of your important customers. Now this profile has certain characteristics. You try to match other database which is available, or you tell the data aggregators or data brokers that this is a kind of a profile I am looking at. So they come back to you and they say, okay, we have another 10,000, you know, list matching your criteria. You substantiate that and probably you may acquire that data. Internet search engines, etc. So they also probably provide you the leads. Yes, you have to kind of also get into search engine optimization, etc. So the keywords when typed, you come into first 2, 3, 4, 5 this thing, for which you have to bid also at times and pay more to be there, so that you will be factored in front of the eyes of your prospects who are searching you, and then the probability of them getting into the lead mode is higher. You advertise, you create referral programs. Advertise is nothing, digital advertisement, it would be published advertisements. Referral programs are through direct mailer, through telephone, this thing. There are techniques to create a referral programs. You create a referral program where you give. Simplest example, if I had to give you, so that in Google and, you know, in this thing, you get that hard disk space, and then there is a hard disk space which is increased. Yani. So if you give a referral, and that referral subscribes to that portal, then your disk space is increased. So it's like a referral program. Similarly, there are many referral programs which is floating around, and you can all can understand about that. Thank you, friends. Mm-hmm.